Yes, I would like to add some practical ideas to what Fred just said. You have any way to be realistic, as was mentioned in the question, in the sense that I think you have to plan a little bit how much you will need to spend on average every month, and therefore, according to that, manage your retirement funds, savings, whatever they are, accordingly. What I mean is that obviously you would be not realistic if immediately after 1 month after retirement, you start going on cruise or holidays all over the places without any sort of consideration about what it means. I mean, it's still very expensive. Anyway, you would not do that now, right? You would think about what you are able to spend and how much you will have in your budget. Well, it's exactly the same, with the difference that you will have to plan your budget according to what is your retirement safety net, which is the pension fund in addition to whatever savings or other income you may have. So again, it's an individual calculation. But realism is that, is to make this calculation according to your own situation. But in addition to that, you may also have surprises that come a little bit beyond your budgetary calculations, as happened to me, that and I accepted, I didn't say no. I said no many times, but I say yes to some consultant work that was totally unexpected because I found it very interesting. And therefore, that was an income that was not planned, that was not there, was welcome, of course. But still, I am very realistic also because I think, I don't know if it is the case of everybody in the room, but I have grandchildren. And I think that for my daughters and for my two grandchildren, what is coming in terms of their own retirement, their own job opportunities, and their own capacity to study and to have universities and so on, is much more difficult than what we have in our generation. So I feel my duty, my moral duty, to have to keep also a capital in invested in properties, but also in simply money, to help them in what is a very difficult time ahead that is coming for them. I want to give to my grandchildren the maximum opportunities that they can, I would like to do, instead of spending my money in going on holiday every 2 months. I have some colleagues that do that, by the way. I travel a lot, but certainly not beyond what I think is the realistic expenditure level that they should have. But at least this is my feeling.
Thank you, Manuela.